Ted Turner's TNT Network is presenting a documentary tribute to Greta Garbo. It premieres tonight and will be repeated this Saturday. TV critic David Bianculli has high praise for Garbo, but not for what TV's done to her.
When Greta Garbo arrived in Hollywood in 1924, she was a frightened 19-year-old Swedish girl who didn't speak English. When she vanished from the screen 16 years and 24 movies later, she was a goddess, the most glamorous, mysterious movie star in the world.
That's Glenn Close, the host of The Divine Garbo. This new TNT special is a combination biography and filmography, written by Newsweek movie critic David Anson. It's a little like one of those wonderful American Masters documentaries on PBS, except that The Divine Garbo is a lot less divine. There are no interviews, no new personal details, only a not very critical overview of Garbo's movies. It's a high-speed romp through her films, paying special attention to the pieces that made up the Garbo legend. Her reclusive nature, for example, is played up in a quick montage of lines from her later movies.
I want to be alone.
We want to be alone.
But one day I shall find myself alone.
But I want to be alone.
I shall probably be quite alone.
Maybe you'd rather be alone.
We were afraid you might be getting pretty lonely.
You seem so lonely, Yvonne.
No more than usual.
I just want to be alone.
You want to be alone, comrade?
No.
And, of course, there's the famous scene in Queen Christina, where Greta Garbo surrenders her crown, a bit of symbolism that isn't lost on the makers of this documentary.
In retrospect, Queen Christina's abdication scene seems to anticipate her own renunciation of Hollywood stardom.
I am grateful for your loyalty. But there is a voice in our souls which tells us what to do, and we obey. I have no choice.
But even though The Divine Garbo presents snippets from all of Garbo's films and has early commercials and late screen tests as a bonus, the program doesn't do what it has to do. Except in one or two well-chosen scenes, it doesn't explain the Garbo mystique. It doesn't show, convincingly enough, what made her such a fine actress and such a memorable movie star. For that, you have to turn to her movies. And here's where TNT deserves all the praise it can get. Along with this new documentary, TNT is presenting 11 of Garbo's old films this week, including some of her little-scene silent films. Tonight, after the documentary, TNT shows the well-known Camille and the little-scene 1926 silent film, Flesh and the Devil. This Saturday, a Garbo marathon includes such rarities as 1931's Susan Lennox, Her Rise and Fall, which co-stars Clark Gable, and Garbo's 1928 silent movie, A Woman of Affairs. These movies, not the documentary, show Garbo at her best. But if the documentaries are the reason TNT is digging deep within its movie vaults, I say keep making them. One superficial hour in exchange for nearly a dozen classy movies is a trade I'd make any day.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.